This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
So, again, I often have to tell people, this is a live show. I know that, well, frankly, pretty much everything you're listening to on talk radio across the nation is not live, but the station that you're listening to right now cares so deeply about you and what's important to you that they want to provide a live program. And Free Talk Live does that. Very, very, very few. Programs. As a matter of fact, I think during our time slot, three of the hours that we're on, we are the only live thing taking calls in the whole nation. 855, 450 free. And those hours are 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time. So go ahead and give us a call if you're interested. We've got Mark on the line, and I guess he sounds like a Trump supporter or whatever, and so he wants to clear up what our thoughts are exactly. And I hope he can clear up my thoughts, because I'd love to hear. Mark, you're back on Free Talk Live. Didn't want to get you cut off. You were there in the last minute, and I didn't want you to feel like, I didn't get a chance to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's all right. I understand. What my concern was is that I'm hoping the Republican side or the Trump side stays on the up and up with being honest with voting and all that. Because what had transpired or came about was this James Spieth video. I'm sure you've seen it. I'm sure you talk about it, I would assume.
Which video?
I think it's James Spieth, if I understand. But if you type that in or type in James Spieth fraud, and then there's video number one, there's a video number two, which is a, let's see, well, I can't remember what the two was about. I'd have to think about that for that to come back in my memory there. But
just describe it to
one,
us.
Number one is about an organization somehow linked up to Clinton where the guy's admitting to fraud that they have done in the past, and it's a regular thing. And they're talking about rather than bringing busloads of people in, and it's recorded on tape. Rather than bringing busloads of people into the voting booth, they're going to have to break down and bring people in cars because it's getting too suspicious. People are picking up on this now. And
so this is the James O'Keefe video.
This is Project Veritas.
Yeah, okay. That's O'Keefe. Yep, that's it.
Now the thing about O'Keefe is he's such a divisive figure, and he's had some really whoppers as far as videos go out there. But the thing is that everybody on the left just basically dismisses everything he does, and everybody on the right just presumes that everything he does is true. And I can't figure out that. So it doesn't smell right, but I don't know enough about him. I haven't spent a lot of time researching him, so I don't know. You should believe what you see in videos, though.
Yeah, in this case, it was some well-known Democrats that he was talking to. It wasn't just some random unknown worker for Planned Parenthood, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I understand correctly, they've been, fired, moved down, or demoted, or whatever it was, but they've been moved out of their position. We're speaking aggressively about the voter fraud. So,
yeah,
but I think that's really important. And Trump had alluded to this, by the way, in his when they had the debate. And I wish he would have given the people some websites or links to go jump into to verify his claim.
How would voter fraud work? Because I've been, Chris, you're a selectman in your town.
Yep.
I have watched the elections go down in my town on one occasion, and I could do it any time I wanted to. I just don't want to spend all day there.
Right.
And I got to say, things look completely on the up and up. Now, New Hampshire is just barely a swing state. It's gone blue in pretty much every presidential election
right.
in the recent past. But we get a lot of Republicans elected in lots of positions. So,
okay, I got to interrupt. I'm actually at work, so I got to run. I want to talk further, but I need to. I'll chime into the radio when I can. As soon as I
thanks for the call, Mark.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, thanks. Bye bye. Thanks for your radio station, by the way.
Yeah, appreciate no WIBC listening there in Indianapolis.
So my two cents on that are, I live in a town of about 2,000 people. You live in a town of how many?
1,600.
Yeah, 1,600. we're talking small towns, and the supervisors of the checklists in New Hampshire, the ones there, verifying that everybody is signed up correctly and stuff like that, and they know 99% of them.
Yeah,
they not only know them, they know what the status of their relationship is.
I forgot my wallet at the most recent election. I can't remember what the heck I was voting on, but it wasn't for the presidential one, which I voted absentee in the office, actually. but I forgot my wallet. I just could legit forgot my wallet.
It happens.
And I walked in and I just said, hey, I forgot my wallet, and they said they needed two people to sort of verify who I was, and I'd give my address or whatever, and,
right.
and they called Bob over, and I'm not going to give his last name or anything
sure.
like that, and then Don was over there in the corner, and they're like, yep. You know, and that was it.
Yeah.
You know, he might be a jerk, but he's the jerk that was standing in front of you, right? Like, he's a legit jerk.
Okay, so compare that situation to, let's say, a precinct in Philadelphia, where there's 200,000 or 300,000 people within
sure.
that precinct, and maybe, you know, at this polling place, they've got 10,000 people on the rolls, and they don't know any of them. I mean, that's where I can see a higher likelihood. Yeah, think your metropolitan areas, big cities, and stuff like that.
It may very well be the case. I don't know. I'm interested in how the voter fraud goes on.
I think you could do your research. The Democrats have almost bragged about this over the years. I mean, it's the Democrat machine, and I don't want to say that Republicans have never done this. I'm just talking anecdotally about
we got an arrest here of a Republican.
Yeah, we do. So, but I mean, the daily years in Chicago, even historically, going back to the early years of New York City with the New York bosses that ran the city, they would, you know, ship the immigrants around from polling place to polling place.
You know, I remember the Iraq War when people got to vote right after the war, and everybody was holding up a purple thumb. Why can't we do purple thumbs?
Right.
Let's go to Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I just want to say that in New Mexico, we have 5 electoral college votes, but we don't count at all. There's, you know, it just, we
got one more than New Hampshire.
Anything.
Yeah, you beat us, Sarah.
How many electoral college do they have in New Hampshire? We have 5.
We got 4.
Count, so.
Well, I got to say this, though, Sarah. So states with fewer electoral college votes tend to count more, because if New Mexico, if we just had a cross-the-country vote, popular vote for president, the chances are very, very, very good that New Mexico would be even further unrepresented. There's been very few elections where the popular vote disagreed with the electoral college vote. That did happen to happen in our lifetimes in the year 2000 when Gore couldn't carry his own state and Florida couldn't get its head out of its butt. But, you know, it's rare. Go ahead, Sarah.
So it's like, you know, you ask why sometimes we turn like red, but we vote for Bush, because everybody knows that we don't count in the primaries. We don't count in the presidential, so people don't come out and vote, because we know that we don't matter. We don't decide anything. It's Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, those battleground states. So they
the bigger battleground states, sure.
I think Florida has like 26.
I can't remember what the number is, but I know that it has recently become the third most populous state, edging out New York. And,
yes.
you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, there's no... There's...
But those are the ones that decide. So, but, you know, I guess it matters that we all participate, because it's a big deal. And then we just, whoever wins, we just make them really look good. And we're just kind of like icing on the cake. But we all make a big deal about it. We all come out and vote, and we're going to have 70 places open on election day. No, about that much, about seven places,
but,
you know.
I would say that the Electoral College does even the field a bit. So it's the first one who crosses the line for 270 electoral votes, and that can be made up of any grouping of states. You know, it could be California plus 7 others, and Arizona may have been the one that contributed to pushing that candidate over 270. So, I don't know if I'm a fan of the Electoral College. I'm not a fan of everybody just a popular vote.
Yeah, mostly, well, why not? I mean, that's what a vote is, right?
Yeah, I just don't know if that would yield a more fair representation of how people across the country
people have
feel.
Heard my proposition here is that everybody should have to take the citizenship exam, 10 questions off the 50-question citizenship exam, before they vote every single time. If you get a passing grade of 80% or higher, then your vote counts. And if you get less than 80%, it doesn't.
You still get a sticker?
I mean, we already have a test to see whether or not people can vote or not. We call it the citizenship exam. Unfortunately, it's only administered once to people who move here. 855-450-3733. Thanks, Sarah.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Saturday edition coming to you from our studios here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Here on Free Talk Live, we have been discussing, the presidency. That's what's pretty much what's going on right now. We started out with the ironic fact that somebody got caught for voter fraud voting for Trump, and then went on to the story where apparently a black female homeless woman has gotten roughed up and insulted by a crowd on Hollywood Boulevard as she tries to protect Trump's star that has recently been pounded on by the Otis elevator air.
In all seriousness, there may be more protection for that star, too.
What's up? How so?
I think it's the Chamber of Commerce, and Hollywood is contemplating building a wall and keeping it up around the star. No joke. We're just talking about a little barricade, but something to keep it protected.
Somebody has to protect
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Right? But again, the irony. We're going to build a wall around your star.
It says here, a crowd in Hollywood Boulevard, not a hotspot for Trump supporters, did not share the woman's political preferences, nor did they choose to let her be. People are heard yelling insults at the woman, but one man temporarily stops the insults. All right, guys. We're all very upset about Trump, what he said and what he's done to our country, but what the hell has he done to the country? But yelling at this woman will not save the situation, he said. Just go and vote on November the 8th and we'll all forget about this guy. His words calmed the crowd briefly, but verbal abuse continued as someone started accusing the woman of spewing hate. Soon the situation turned violent and some physically assaulted the woman and damaged her property. She was knocked off her feet. Her cart was overturned and her banners were torn to pieces. This is democracy, folks. This is what it looks like.
So one of the things that I've been thinking about lately is ticket splitting. This used to be a thing. You know, when Reagan was elected largely because a lot of Democrats switched over. It wasn't this.
They never went back, too.
Yeah, and it wasn't just this battle for undecided voters. It wasn't just about getting your party out and then winning the undecideds. It was pulling people from the other side. And I find it interesting and troubling that seems to be less of a thing. So I just happened to pull up a story from the Washington Post in 92 that talked about in 2012 that said that the ticket splitting actually reached a 92-year low in 2012. In other words, people are just entrenched with their party, and that's how they're going to vote, and that's it.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
I think that people choose a party either one way or the other. So, like, the idea is that Trump's going to ruin it for the down-ticket people on the Republican side. Now,
right.
I'm not sure that that's going to occur this time because there's been so much turmoil in the Republican
right.
Party about Trump. Let's go to the phones here. We've got Jim in Acadia, California, listening on 1480. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, what's on my mind is that you were calling Reagan the president. Reagan was just a figurehead. He wasn't running nothing. Don't try to give him any credit. He was selling something on the 50s. That's when they made him a big national symbol. When he
selling
was
what? I'm sorry.
Eugene Bush. Well, the point I want to make is that you guys toss this word free around like it means something.
Okay.
It means nothing. It means nothing. Nothing is free. But I hear
free
the
like in beer or free like in liberty?
Liberty. What liberty? What is liberty? You know, what are you talking about, freedom and liberty? I don't know what you mean by free. But I say you beat it to death, and you're just undermining your own authority. You know, it's like you guys, you talk about these silly subjects. Ronald Reagan was nothing but a stand-up clown for the status quo, all right? The ones that run this thing.
So are you saying that that's not true? Are you saying that's true of all the presidents that have come before and after him? Or are you saying that that's unique
to him? I don't have that much historical information to
What's going on.
But the only two presidents I think were free were Lincoln and Kennedy. And what happened to them?
Well, I mean, they got shot.
Right.
Yeah.
They actually thought for themselves.
What about McKinley, Garfield, Jackson?
Oh, my God. McKinley was a brute.
McKinley was shot.
Yeah.
You don't think he got
shot? He was shot by an anarchist. You know why he was shot? Because he was such a ruthless monkey to the status quo. And, you know, the man that shot him didn't do it from a building somewhere away. He walked up and shot the man because what Kennedy was doing in the Philippines. He thought that was awful what we were doing.
What about Jackson? We weren't doing it. What about Jackson? He got shot. They just tried to shoot
him. I'm not a scholar, sir. Not a scholar.
Oh, you're pretty well educated.
You know some of them have been shot.
The point I'm making is this, that you guys got 2 or 3 hours a day to talk to people. And when you're not selling bitcoins, you know, or something else, or taking some calls about some irrelevant thing, this world right there, it's like a volcanic situation right now in this election.
Uh-huh.
All right,
no argument.
You got an egotistical, spoiled brat running against an old bag lady that's full of evil. But that's the two candidates we
calling
got.
Calling Trump a bag lady is completely inappropriate. Thanks for the call, Jim.
You know, I'm not completely disagreeing with him. I do believe that most of our presidents have been puppets. They get pulled by the strings of the people that put them in power. You can't win an election, a presidential election these days, without, but hundreds of millions of dollars to go into the thing. That's just a fact.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Trump's whole thing during the primary was he was going to be self-funded. Now, you know, he's like, send me your money, I need it.
I get about 400 emails and phone calls
a day. I get an email every day from Eric Trump.
Yeah, I do too. I get those. Yeah.
But I get them from Clinton too. I'm signed up on both sides. Because I want to see what these people are saying.
Right.
I generally make it through two sentences in it before I'm done. But nonetheless, I want to feel like I'm plugged in. And so the claim is that we talk about these ideas of liberty and that, you know, where's liberty? Well, I think that he's probably right that we don't go back to the basics enough. So what I want to explain is human freedom as we define it. And I think that it's best defined at this point. You know, we've come this far. We've had, you know, Enlightenment era thinkers that really, and then people have built upon that. The idea that you can do whatever you want, as long as you don't interfere with someone else's rights, and your rights should be respected to the point that your rights end and another person's begin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we promote here on Free Talk Live, because we believe that that is the most efficient system for innovation. That, you know, people can, you know, like happiness, prosperity, you know, all the things that people want generally do not come out of tyranny. I do point out now and then when I can see situations where, for instance, we talked just the other week about Singapore. Sure. Not a particularly free place from a social standpoint, but it's very free from an economic standpoint, and they're incredibly prosperous. Now, I don't know how happy their people are, but there's free countries like for instance, New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
very socially free, economic freedom higher than the United States, but you know it ain't Singapore
right.
from an economic freedom standpoint. We're able to look, and we cherry pick the stories. We try to show, look, human freedom works in this area. It works in this area. It doesn't work in that area, and it doesn't work in that area.
Yep.
Corruption's everywhere, but corruption is a symptom of power. You can't have corruption without power in the first place. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
I want to tell you about the Foundation for Economic Education. Entrepreneurship, progress, and innovation. You can achieve personal success while helping to create a prosperous society. As Ludwig von Mises said, economics deals with society's fundamental problems. It is the main and proper study of every citizen. Visit fee.org/FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, for a free online course perfect for the classroom or self-study. The course, Economics in One Day, is easy to understand, but it will impart upon you an understanding of economics greater than school ever could. You'll be the most economically educated person in your sphere, in all likelihood. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free courses to teachers and students. You can start today, no charge. They give you a little certificate for your completion. It's awesome. The website is fee.org/FTL. FTL is in Free Talk Live. And you can learn why entrepreneurship matters, and it matters greatly. fee.org/FTL. Going on with the story here, apparently they're protecting the star on Hollywood Boulevard, Donald Trump's star. And there is this lady who is, I guess the claim is she's homeless, and she is protecting the star. And the crowd really wasn't very nice to this lady. You would think that a person with, you know, like, why would you spend your time on somebody who is so thoroughly invested in their position that they spent time making a bunch of banners, you know, talking about their candidate? I mean, you're not going to change their mind. If they come to your door, that's one thing. You know, somebody comes to your door and says, hey, I want to talk to you about, you know, our Lord and Savior Hillary Clinton. You know, fine, you can take some time to talk to them or whatever. But if they're out in the street, why would you waste your time? And then the crowd starts getting violent with this lady. They push her down. They tear up her signs. It's really outrageous. I've got to say, for me, it's not one way or the other on these presidential candidates, but, you know, somebody that would do this to somebody else, it's despicable. And, I don't know. It's just, it's awful to read. Going on here, he said, Otis, this is the guy, I must have skipped a little bit. Once she was down, she remained on the sidewalk. Some of the crowd urged others not to touch her or help the woman, while others asked if she needed water. The woman had been guarding Trump's star since the millionaire activist James Otis hammered it at beyond recognition on Wednesday night. Otis was arrested for felony vandalism, but then released on $20,000 bail until a court hearing on November the 18th. I don't think he should have been held, but I don't think a lot of people should be held.
Right.
I think that $20,000 bond, he's going to come back. I think this guy wants to come back. I think he wants credit for smashing Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And he's, you know, he's got enough money. He's the Otis elevator heir.
The heir.
He's got plenty of money to put this star back together again, if that's what he has to do. But he wants to smash it for the election to show, here I am. Otis said Thursday he took a sledgehammer and destroyed Trump's star as a show of support for women who accused the GOP candidate of sexual assault. You know, the sexual assault thing, and I know that the worst thing about sexual assault is having your position questioned. And I understand what that must be like. But at the same time, isn't it really suspicious that a guy's in the public light for 30 years?
Right.
And then suddenly all these people come out and say that this was going on. And by the way, it doesn't seem to be news anymore.
And it's not the fact like he just came into a pile of money and he's been out there in the right. public light for 30 years and has been a billionaire for healthy portion of that.
He's never seemed like a classy guy from my stand.
Found him a little crass.
My point of view, you know, when I think about Ron Paul when he was running for president, it came out that he will never even ride in an elevator by himself, with a woman, because he just doesn't want the accusations made.
Yeah,
he's not a fool, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what it's come down to. Now I've been in some weird situations where I'm like suddenly thinking, yeah, I don't think I should be here. You know, like one time I was working a convention and this lady needed some help with something in her room. I'm suddenly in a room with a woman in a hotel room with a woman by myself. And I'm like, this has just gotten strange.
Exactly. And this could be taken in a number of different
right,
ways.
Like if for whatever reason, somewhere down the line,
right.
this lady wants to say that something happened. What am I going to do about it? Nothing. There's nothing I can do.
Right.
So it's best not to get into these situations, but there's when you're, you know, rich enough and powerful enough and people want to bring you down enough, somebody's going to make those accusations.
And you're a target. I mean, you think about how many was it Kobe Bryant? Kobe Bryant, like it seemed like half of the West Coast slept with Kobe Bryant in the same hotel in Colorado at one point.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of money, they have a lot of power, or whatever people perceive, and they're a target for, in that case, people looking for some money, I suspect. And in some of those cases, maybe it absolutely happened. I don't know.
Any person who becomes wealthy enough, powerful enough, is going to be subject to somebody saying something. And we've come into a society where now it doesn't matter whether you can prove something occurred. It just matters what the gravity of the accusation is.
Yeah, and that can ruin you.
Yeah, if the accusation's big enough, then the story gets legs, and suddenly off it goes. Now, again, I'm not saying that sexual assaults don't occur. And I don't even know, I don't know Donald Trump. I don't know what he's done. I don't know these women. I don't know these circumstances. But I do have to say, as sort of an outside observer, all this seems very, very suspicious to me.
Right. And that's the part that I agree with you completely on. It happens over and over, and where are these people 2 years before they were, before the alleged perpetrator was rich or famous or was on TV or whatever? I don't get it.
You'd think he would get, you'd think there would be some kind of demand for money prior to that, but apparently not. So, I don't know. I'm again, skeptical of all these things, but that's my male privilege, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, like, I don't know.
Yes, you may, sir. Make your accusation.
Trump's star, which he received in 2007 for his NBC show The Apprentice, has been restored. Man, that was quick. Can't believe they could do it that quickly.
They probably had like a stock of 20 of them ready for this election cycle. Just go, we lost another one, pull it out.
And apparently now they've got these I don't know, barricades around it. There's some kind of wall around the star. I don't know.
The Trump wall.
I obviously not very classy. I suppose somebody spitting out as they go by or something would probably be the end of what I would support here. But smashing the guy's star, that's not great. Yeah. The man's divisive. He's supposed to be divisive. It's a divisive election. America has split. Al Gore called it the two Americas, and it is 16 years later now, and it's only gotten more pronounced.
This is why I bring up, splitting the ticket, which, like I said, there were times when my mother, who was the most staunch Democrat I have ever met in my life, she voted for Barry Goldwater. She left her side. She voted for a Republican. And I don't know if my dad ever voted for a Democrat. I'd be surprised if he didn't vote for JFK. Well, maybe he did. I don't know. But that used to be something that people weren't just pulling one side or the other. Now it just seems like we have become so polarized that we have our tribe and we will never break with it. And I just don't know if there's going to be... Where does that leave us to advance? Where does that leave us to experience different points of view? And I'm not saying that one side's right and one side's always wrong, but people just don't seem like they're interested in learning anything or seeing anything different than what they believe.
If you think one side is always right and the other side is always wrong, you're the problem.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you can't think of something about the Republicans or the Democrats that you think is good that they're supporting, well, then, you're that 33% of the voting population that doesn't matter because you're always going to vote the one side. It's the people in the middle that really make the decision. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit portable MobileSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. We're live this Saturday evening. It's Mark.
And Chris.
855-450-3733. We've been talking about the election, the candidates. There's been no election in my lifetime like this one. And I think that...
Me either.
I'm going to be happy when it's over, but at the same time, I'm going to be a little sad too, because nothing like this has ever occurred and hopefully will ever occur again.
But I suspect it will. I suspect we're in for four years.
How much worse could it get the next go-round? Some, you know, like a porn star running against a WWE wrestler? I mean,
I think we'll spend the next 4 years putting together our favorite matchups. All right. Who would you love to see go at it next time?
I can't come up with somebody, the two people that I would want in the White House less.
Oh, my.
So one thing that is going on, and it's not getting a lot of footage right now, is the there's a protest up in North Dakota. I know it's in the Lakota Sioux, you know, nation area, and it has to do with a pipeline. And I've seen, you know, reports one way and the other on these things, and I really don't know what's going on. So you've got a story.
I do, and I brought this story in for kind of that same reason. I know some things about the Dakota Access Pipeline, but and the protests that are surrounding it, but I don't feel like I know as much as I should know about this because a lot of things are going on. So this article comes to us from Anti-Media. A small Standing Rock Sioux site in North Dakota called the Sacred Stone Camp has been propelled into the national news narrative following their stand against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Due in part to independent media coverage of the ongoing standoff, the Sacred Stone Camp has grown into a formidable opposition against a $3.8 billion, 1,200-mile-long pipeline. due to misinformation coming from law enforcement, political favoritism towards the pipeline builders, and the media's blatant reluctance to report on the pipeline, it's hard to tell truth from fiction. Anti-media, along with our partners in the independent media and our embedded journalists at the opposition encampment, have been covering this unfolding standoff continuously. Here are five things you need to know. One, who is opposing the pipeline and why? The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is leading the opposition to the Dakota Access Pipeline. They have been joined by the largest tribal coalition in over 100 years in their stand against the pipeline. The coalition is also comprised of activists, allies, and environmentalists, collectively known as Water Protectors, at the Sacred Stone Camp, an encampment close to the location of where the pipeline is planned to cross the Missouri River into North Dakota. According to the Sacred Stone Camp website, they are opposing the pipeline because, quote, the Dakota Access threatens everything from farming and drinking water to entire ecosystems, wildlife, and food sources surrounding the Missouri. So I guess the first thing is that the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe are the leaders of this opposition to the building of this pipeline.
Okay. So now, first off, I'd like to say that I believe, from their treaty, that Lakota, the Sioux, they have a sovereign nation. Now, for whatever reason, they've colluded with the United States government, and they've taken the 30 pieces of silver and that sort of thing.
Sure.
They could have, and if they pressed their case with the Supreme Court, they would have a sovereign nation inside of the United States that would be recognized by the UN and the whole thing. That's my understanding of their treaty. Now, theirs is unique. So they should be able to decide what happens on their land.
I don't argue that they should. I find it, I'd love to see that case go before the Supreme Court. I'll say that.
Now, on the other side, I'm going to say oil's going to get moved. If it doesn't move through a pipeline, and yes, pipelines have had problems throughout the years, but so have automobiles. So have trains. These are the other ways that oil is going to get moved.
Right.
You know, they're going to move oil. And oil gets spilled by tankers. It gets spilled by tanker cars on trains. It gets spilled in pipelines. There's no question about it that all of these things are true. But pipelines are cleaner, more efficient, better for the environment than these other systems of transport.
And
now,
I don't.
If you could say, I think you should be able to say, not on my land. But, I don't know what their, tribe leadership or whatever is saying.
Well, the Standing Rock Sioux also say the pipeline is violating treaty land, Sioux territory that was established many years ago by the federal government. We will not allow Dakota Access to trespass on our treaty territory and destroy our medicines and our culture. So that is one of their claims, that by treaty, this is our land, and you do not have permission to cross it.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes down, I'm going to protect people's rights to their land, and I hope that they protect my rights to mine. If I say that I don't want, I don't want a pipeline coming through my, my particular land because it carries unicorns and they make my head hurt, like, that's fine.
Right.
I don't care. Freedom means you can have whatever reason you want.
Right. Or no reason at all.
Right.
Get off my lawn.
Right. Get off my lawn. Freedom is get off my lawn. let's see another Mark calling in from Indianapolis. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. My question was about the Keystone Pipeline project. That's not the same concern we're talking about right now, are we?
No, different pipeline.
Different pipeline. If I remember right, that was based upon traveling across from Canada into the United States and therefore required the State Department approval. Is that correct?
Needed a visa.
Yeah, there was that, and there was a whole lot of eminent domain claims being used in the Keystone Pipeline, and the fact, and you had the environmentalist concerns interested in that, too, because it was crossing, I think it's the Platte River Basin, which is a very, it's the hugest aquifer sort of in the center of our country.
Yes, I understand that.
Yeah.
my question was relating back to the election. If the Keystone Pipeline required the State Department approval, which Secretary of State Hillary Clinton opposed, and therefore Barack Obama didn't pass any legislation, it's been stalled.
Right.
I haven't heard anything in any debate or any kind of conversation in the last 6 months about this project. Is it just dead on arrival, or what happened to it?
I can say that Trump does support building the Keystone Pipeline.
Well, what it seems like is that anti-energy folks have gravitated towards the Democratic Party, and the pro-energy folks have gravitated towards the Republican Party. I don't think that, you know, every form of energy out there is equal. I think some are cleaner than others and some are better than others and those sorts of things. But I think that we've got to have energy to keep a modern society going, and that many people are used, you know, the greenies are often used by those in power to simply increase the costs of energy with the intention of driving up profits for big businesses and raising revenues for governments.
Yes, okay.
And crony capitalism. Let's not forget the Elon Musks of the world who can make fortunes off of government regulation and handouts.
Go ahead, Mark.
And your handouts, obviously, to the solar energy program that was produced by the Obama administration. Yeah, yep. Solyndra.
He picked a loser there, didn't he?
Whatever happened with that? How come we're not?
Solar's doing
backlash?
Fine. This is what happens when you have collusion. This is, I mean, it just
yes.
The sun's holding up its end of the bargain.
Yeah,
but
the solar's there.
The problem is it's not an economically viable solution, and that's what drives me nuts. Not today. So
right. There
should be this real drive, and there is a drive in American industry around the world to conquer solar, to figure out how you're going to take the things that we have today and make this thing profitable, more viable than oil, more viable than fossil fuels. Whoever does that, they can write their own ticket. They're going to be so rich it'll be beyond, because nobody wants to pollute.
Energy is in abundance.
It is.
The oceans are in motion. The sun is shining down. The winds are blowing. You know, energy is out there to be harvested.
And here in northern Indiana, between Indianapolis and Lafayette, you see the wind turbines all over the place. There's wind farms. It's not that bad of a project. I don't understand why. My biggest question is, how come I haven't heard from the debates, from Trump especially, about the Keystone Pipeline that relates to the Department of State?
He's too busy defending his record of grabbing crutches.
Exactly.
That's what I call it, Mark.
Thanks.
The number's 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. The debates are over. For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
The Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.